Hello and welcome to the Elder Wand, a Harry Potter podcast. I am Matt.
And I am Professor Kirk, back here, friends, at the Elder Wand. And I'm going to keep saying it until they hire me over at Hogwarts. But we thought
maybe I should just call myself Mudblood Matt.
Wow.
Wow.
No. Don't go there. So we got a couple things. So we kind of have a lot going on just in terms of some of our other projects and things that are going on. Wheel of Time is blowing up right now, by the way. If you haven't had a chance to go check out Wheel of Time on Amazon, it's go fantastic. Do it. And then go listen to Heroes of the Horn or other podcasts. It's such a good time. We've got some Hyperspace Hangout. We've got some Book of Boba Fett's coming up the 29th. So we have a lot going. We thought we would do a Christmas special for you guys and wish you happy holidays, Merry Christmas, or as they say in the Potter films, Happy Christmas. I like Happy Christmas.
I do too.
You know, I think it's great. So
I do too. Yeah. So what do we got going on today? As we're going to do a Harry Potter, you're going to do another one of these quizzes to give Hufflepuff some more to stuff the stat sheet for Hufflepuff here.
We're in last place.
And then we're going to talk about a sort of a question here. And some people, this is a debate. Is Harry Potter a Christmas movie? Or are any of them Christmas movies? Are some of them Christmas movies?
Yeah.
What defines a Christmas movie? Because I will argue to the teeth that some movies are Christmas movies, even outside of Harry Potter. So we're going to discuss it.
Well, yeah, exactly. So we'll get to that. We got major Christmas moments too at Hogwarts, and we'll just kind of talk about some of that festive time. But yeah, before that, let's go ahead and take our first. So this is the Christmas edition quiz championship. We're in week three. I have scored 21 points for Hufflepuffs, and we are currently in last place. You can see this looks all rigged to me. Like Dumbledore is involved here still.
It is.
To some degree. I don't get it.
Well, I don't know that Dumbledore is involved if Ravenclaw's ahead.
Yeah, true. I mean, honestly, I'm just, that's a, well, Matt, now hold on a second. It's not over. Okay. So Dumbledore last second is going to come in there.
And then suddenly Gryffindor is going to get like a million points for all sorts of stuff.
Exactly.
For breaking the rules, really.
Exactly. So let's go in here. Oh, this, fun and festivities. We can start this quiz here. Wow, it's got 30 questions. Can you see that?
Okay.
Okay.
I can.
All right. So I'll read them. I'll read the questions and the options to you guys. We'll go through this. I've never done this, doing it live, and we'll just kind of see if I belong. Get them a Hufflepuff. I'm allowed to miss a few, right?
What color traditionally are Ron Weasley's Christmas jumpers from Mrs. Weasley? Options are lime green, pink, black, and maroon. I feel like that's got to be maroon, right?
Yep. Let's go. There we go.
All right. Remember, these get tougher.
They do. They get a lot tougher. Yeah. So we'll go back and forth. You read one, I'll read two. So number two, what type of broom does Harry receive for Christmas in Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban?
Firebolt.
Wow.
A clean sweep 7, Nimbus 2000, Firebolt, and a Nimbus 2001. Okay. Well, it's definitely, that's obviously, but it's a Firebolt is he gets the Firebolt in Prisoners of Azkaban. And then he has the fire that then he just has. That's what he has for the rest of the series.
Right. Okay. Because he gets the Nimbus.
And he gets the Nimbus 2000. No, he gets a Nimbus 2000 in.
You're right.
In the first movie. One. And it's like the fast. It's the fastest thing. Then the second one. Malfoy gets like the better ones, the newer ones. And then he gets the better one. And then we really don't play Quidditch anymore after that. Well, we do, but it's not. It's never really a focus until I think Half-Blood Prince when Ron's like training.
Oh yeah, he's getting on the team.
Yeah. We kind of, because like there is no Quidditch during, well, Harry Goblet doesn't play Quidditch during Goblet of Fire, right?
Right. Yep. Okay. All right. On to number three. Here you go.
Which of the following characters is known as a particularly skilled at wizard or is known as particularly skilled at wizard chess? Ron, Harry, Dean, or Hermione? I mean, is this a Ron Weasley day?
I guess so, man. It's fine with me because we're in the Christmas spirit. Okay, so we got 3 out of 3. So that's Ron. Number four here. In Philosopher's Stone, Gryffindor win the House Cup thanks to last minute points. We just talked about this. But how many points does Neville receive securing the victory? It's a small amount. I think it's
our options are 10, 100, 50, and 60. It's got to be 10.
I think it's 10, which is so ridiculous. Shouldn't you get more points for that? Like, who cares if you win by Like, yeah, 10 points.
10 points.
Jeez. Wow. All right, there you go.
Which Hogwarts professor is usually in charge of decorating the Christmas tree? Professor Ooh. Sprout, Professor Flitwick, Dumbledore, or McGonagall?
Dude, I only know this from the film.
I don't know. I would have to say Flitwick.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Just because I see
although it could be, I could see people going, I don't know. I could see you going with any of them, to be honest. I could make an argument for Sprout. Right. It's a tree. Dumbledore, right. I mean, he's the headmaster. And McGonagall, she seems like she'd be the.
Well, what the headmaster have to do? I mean, everyone else is teaching class. You think he could set up the freaking tree, right?
Seriously.
You know? The teachers are probably saying the same thing. Yeah.
So it All is right. It is Flitwick.
It's Flitwick. There we go. All right. Number six here. In Chamber of Secrets, Hagrid is late for the end of the year feast after the owl delivering his release papers got lost. Which owl was it? Ooh. Okay. I think.
So our options are Hermes, Errol, Pidgewidgeon, and Hedwig.
Yeah, I think it's Errol. I think. Dude, I can't. It's one of the first two.
I have no idea. Literally no clue on this one.
I think it's Errol. I think.
Okay.
Thank Boom. God.
Yeah, you're crushing it, man.
Dude, let's go. There we go. Okay. There we go.
The Dursleys have a tradition of giving Harry disappointing Christmas presents. Which of the following is one? A piece of chewing gum, a 50p pence, a pencil sharpener, and a piece of string?
I think it's chewing gum. I think so. Maybe not. A piece of string, no. A pencil sharpener, no.
They're not giving him money. It's either a piece of string
or one piece of chewing gum.
I think it's a piece of string.
Is it? Oh, shoot. We're divided on this one.
I don't know. Like, what are you going to do with a piece of string?
I just kind of remember. Yeah, here, let's see. I'm going to go with chewing gum. Let's see.
Chewing gum. Okay.
What the?
Oh, it's a 50p pence. So that must be some small amount, some incredibly small amount.
What the heck?
Wow.
Didn't remember that at all. Oh, my God. People are raging right now. Son of a.
People are like, you guys are awful.
I'm a Hufflepuff. All right, here we go. I don't remember that at all. All right, here we go. Number eight. Sirius sings in, Sirius sings an unusual version of God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. What does he sing instead? So God Rest Ye Merry Hippogriffs, God Rest Ye Merry Hinky Pucks, Punks, God
Nifflers
Rest Ye
yeah, or Nifflers. Basilisks. Nifflers.
Hinky Punks. Oh my God, guys.
I could be any of them. Not Basilisks.
I know he's like, we have a
hippogriff. Yeah, I'd go with Hippogriffs.
I have a feeling it's these Hinky Punks, though.
Hinky Punks. All right, let's roll. I'm down. Let's roll with it.
Let me think. It's one of the.
You're trying to get points to your house here, as
I know. Son of a, I knew it was
Hippogriffs.
Son of a, I knew that.
Hippogriffs. Wow.
God dang it.
All right. Who does Jenny attend? Who does Jenny attend the Yule Ball with? Dean, Cedric, Harry, or Neville?
I think it's Neville. Guys, I could be wrong. I'm literally like losing my mind.
Who does Jenny Weasley attend with?
Yeah, I think she and Neville.
Isn't she a bit young to be attending that ball at that point?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, Neville. There we go.
Because what year is she?
She's just a year younger. I think they all go, but I don't know.
I think she's 2 years. I thought she was 2 years younger.
I think she's just a year younger. I don't know. I think so. Okay. Yeah. All right, here we go. In Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, which character ends up at St. Mungo's Hospital for Christmas? I think we just talked about this, you and I. So again, around Christmas time, Order of the Phoenix, it's either Ron Weasley, Remus Lupin, Arthur Weasley, or Harry Potter.
It's Arthur because he gets attacked, right?
I think so, yeah. I think it's got to be. Yep, there we go. Okay. Number 11.
In Harry Potter and the Philosopher or Sorcerer's Stone, Ron stays at Hogwarts for Christmas while his family goes to Egypt, France, Romania, or Greece. This one's Egypt. I know that.
Is it? Okay. Boom.
It's Romania.
Sorry, my bad. I was wrong.
That's a trick question because God, it is Romania, but they do take a family trip to Egypt because
they went to Romania to see his brother,
who was for Christmas. That's why I was trying to stop
too fast.
I was trying to stop you. Oh, man.
Son of
that's
a...
That's like heads or tails. Heads, tails.
Well, hey, you know, a lot of times when I'm helping
my...
Did
you say tails?
Well, yeah, I'll sometimes read the test out loud for my students, or when they ask a question, they come up and I look and I'm like, God dang it, they just read that question too fast, you know? And I'm like, they picked... Sometimes they're trick questions. All right, here we go. We'll just move on. 12. Let's see. Complete the note left with Harry's invisibility cloak. Your father left this in my possession before he died. It is time it was returned to you. Use it well, I think is what they say.
Yeah, I think it is use it well.
Use it wisely or use it well. It's one of those two. Son of a... And again,
I could see it being used wisely because, you know, it's like they do things weird and happy Christmas. You know what I mean?
And I think in the film he says use it well. Use it
but
well.
In the book it might be use it wisely.
Son of a biscuit. Here we go.
Son of a... Well, they don't have biscuits.
Use it
there.
Well. Thank God.
What do they have? That's...
Crumpets or something? I don't know.
I don't know. Which character's mother was captain of Hogwarts Gobstones Club? Lupin, Sirius, Snape, or Harry Potter? Definitely not Snape.
Which character's mother was captain of Hogwarts Gobstones Club?
I'd have to say Harry, because I feel like Harry's mom is the only person we ever hear about being doing stuff at Hogwarts.
Dude, this is a...
I cannot tell you a single time in which I've heard of any of these other people's parents at Hogwarts.
Yeah, it's true. I can't really remember Sirius's family's mentioned quite a bit.
Right.
Like maybe he does say my mother was the captain.
I feel like it's gotta be here. So was Lily Potter
Gobstones though? I almost want to go search it, but I'm gonna go Sirius.
Okay.
Oh boy.
You might be here.
Snape.
When do you hear about Snape's mom? Ever?
Dude, we are. Oh my God.
I gotta look this up.
Who wrote this?
Is that a cursed child thing?
It might be.
It might be.
Which Wizarding World location is said to look like a Christmas card? Hogsmeade, the Burrow, Little Hangleton, Spinner's End. I thought it was. Was said to look like a Christmas card. Hogsmeade, I would think. I don't know.
Order of the Phoenix.
Really? Order of the Phoenix, huh? Hogsmeade. I'm going to go with Hogsmeade just because I don't know. Spinner's End and Little Haggleton. I can't remember. Probably one of those two, but we're going to go with Hogsmeade.
Yeah, hold on a second. But when I'm on the official wiki and it doesn't say anything about Snape's mom being in the Gobstones Club.
Hey, I don't know. What is Gobstones even? I don't even know.
This might be a Wizarding World thing.
Son of a biscuit. You got to read the articles on here.
Or is it in... It might be in Half-Blood Prince.
Yeah. Okay, let's go on here. Next up, here you go, 15.
In Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald, what does one of Newt's babies, Nifflers, decide to take a ride on? A toy car, a flying champagne cork, a party popper, or a frisbee?
I think it's a flying... Okay, it's in Crimes of... Yeah, it takes a ride on a flying champagne cork. I think it pops open, pretty sure.
Yeah. Boom.
There we go. All right, racking up some points here. What is interesting about Hogwarts Christmas puddings? They sing to you. They float. They change color. They are flaming.
It's got to be they sing to you.
I thought it was flaming.
Well, maybe they are.
They float. They change color. I don't know.
They probably do all of it.
They probably do. A flaming pudding, maybe? Or are they sing to you? That's one
I
of
think
those
it's,
two.
I think it's they sing to you because I think Matt, that's like...
If I
Well, you go with which one you feel is best.
They float. They change color. I feel like they're flaming. There we go.
Let's go.
Just because the food singing to you would be kind of weird.
The frogs jump around. I mean,
the frogs jump out the window. The chocolate frogs.
All right, here we go. The Yule Ball. Who does Ron attend the event with Pavarti Potty.
Oh my god.
Lavender Brown, Padma Potal, or Hermione Granger. It's I always forget which sister is but I think it's Padma that Ron goes with, and Harry goes with Pavarti.
Fudge.
No, not Cornelius Fudge.
No, not him. Okay. So, dang it. So you said you think it's Pavarti?
I'm pretty sure Harry goes with Pavarti.
Okay. Padma Patil. Okay.
Yeah.
Patil. Like Padma. Yeah, I thought it was trying to throw us. Okay.
Patil. Yeah. That's the last name. Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. Harry goes with Pavarti.
Clutch.
Yeah.
People are like, you guys are totally cheating on this quiz. Well, you know
we're
what?
Not you can watch us live. We're doing it. In the film, Harry Potter. Well, I'll read it, whatever.
Yeah,
in the film Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, what does Harry say to Hagrid after he returns to the end of the year feast? You're the best of us all, Hagrid. Hagrid's Hogwarts will always be your home. I missed you, Hagrid. There's no Hogwarts without you, Hagrid.
In the film Harry and the Chamber of Secrets, okay, what does Harry say to Hagrid after he returns to the end of the year feast? Wow, you're the best of us all, Hagrid. No, I doubt he said that. So. I don't know. Hogwarts will always be your home now. I missed you, Hagrid. There's no Hogwarts without you.
There's no Hogwarts without you.
Got to be that one.
That's definitely a movie line, too.
Yeah, there we go.
Boom.
There
we go. Crushing it, man.
All right, good.
All right, well, I'll read this one. Yeah. What is the name of the popular wizarding card game that the students like to play? Hogwarts Hold'em, Exploding Snap, Perilous Poker, or Bouncing Blackjack? I don't know, man. I like the name Hogwarts Hold'em. I think that's pretty cool, but I don't think it's it.
Yeah, I think it's Exploding Snap, but I can't remember exactly what I remember that being mentioned a lot in the books, but I didn't know it was a card game exactly.
I'm pretty sure it's not Hogwarts Hold'em, but I think that should become
there. We go. Okay, Exploding Snap.
Exploding Snap.
All right, there we go. Number 20. Which character gathers up the Christmas tree for Hogwarts every year? Pretty sure that's Hagrid, right? So, yeah, Professor McGonagall, Sprout, Snape, or Hagrid. There we go. Got it.
Okay. In the books, Mrs. Weasley often personalizes her Christmas jumpers for Harry, but which design has she never used? Okay. A lightning bolt, a golden snitch, a Gryffindor iron, or a dragon? I feel like she would never give him a lightning bolt.
Same here.
She doesn't want to remind him of why he has that scar.
Right, right. That's what I'm thinking too. Yeah, lightning bolt. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. There we go. What is the name of the vampire that attends Slughorn's Christmas party? Holy Warple.
I think it's Warple.
Is it really?
Warple, Ogden, Gornunk, and Sanguini.
That sounds like Sanguini might be.
That sounds like it could be Nuggini.
Or Gore. Yeah. Gornunk.
I feel like
vampire.
Warple's a thing. Warple. I know I've heard that in the Harry Potter realm.
Really? Before. Dude, this is it. This is. I love this.
I know I've heard Warple. Warple sounds familiar, but I'm not saying that it
Ogden.
Is.
Gornunk. I think I'm going to go with either Gornunk or Sanguini. I'm going.
Son of a. Got it wrong.
Sanguini.
Son of a.
Right, hold on. Let me look up Warple here.
Is somebody who shows up at Professor Slughorn's parties, talks to him.
Does he really? Wow.
He was a wizard. He was once a favorite student of Horace Slughorn. He studied and lived with vampires, even becoming friends with one named Sanguini. See,
I
was right on the tip of the wand there, you know.
Yeah, let's go. That's awesome. All right.
Aunt Marge once gave Dudley a computerized robot for Christmas. What did she give to Harry in the same year? Options are a bag of coal, a box of matches, dog biscuits, and a pair of socks. Well, doesn't Aunt Marge show up the year that Dobby is there? And then I think Dobby talks about why socks are so important. And then he gets Aunt Marge, a sock at the end.
Once gave Dudley a computerized robot. Huh. She's mentioned in the books different times too. So,
right. I feel like dog biscuits because she really hates Harry, but I feel like it could be socks because isn't that Chamber of Secrets?
Yeah.
Dobby shows up in Chamber of Secrets and doesn't he get socks? And doesn't,
yeah,
that's like the whole deal.
I think it's a trick question, though. A bag of coal. It wouldn't surprise me if it was a straight bag of coal. You know, like I've kind of, I don't think she'd waste the dog biscuits on him.
It could also be a box of matches because it's like, here you go. Here's something.
I think
like,
it's a bag of coal, Matt.
Let's roll with it.
Dog biscuits. Son of a.
Because that's, you know.
Oh, yeah, Mark.
Because she talks about dogs, remember? She says, if you call the pup the B word. Yeah.
Okay. In which Hogwarts year does Hermione get Ron and Harry talking homework planners? Ooh, talking homework planners. So either they're
fifth, fourth, third, or first. Not first.
The first.
I feel like it's got to be third because the fourth year is obviously prisoners, or the fourth year is Goblet of Fire, and there's like no focus on Hogwarts. The fifth year is all focused. I think it's third because the third year is Prisoners of Azkaban, and it's the book that focuses the most on day to day life in Hogwarts. The first year, the first book is also short.
Yeah, I think the
fifth year is all about Umbridge and like her ruining everything. I think it's the third.
So I think it's the fifth just because I think they take their wizarding, their owls or something. Yeah.
I think it's the third.
All right, let's go. I'm going to go with.
You go with the fifth.
Boom.
Okay. You're correct.
Wow. These are tough, dude. That is a tough one because honestly, I had no idea. I just was thinking like testing and stuff. Oh, here we go.
Right. No, yeah. In the second book, what did Fred bewitch Percy's perfect badge to say during the Christmas dinner? Or prefect, I should say. Yeah. What did he bewitch it to say, which would be perfect, pinhead, pimples, or pompous?
It's either pinhead or pompous.
It's not perfect.
I feel like it's pinhead. Pompous?
Yeah. I think it's Pinhead.
Let's go. Yeah, there we go.
Boom.
There we go. All right, 26. What color fastening must a Hogwarts student have on their winter cloaks? I see. Are you joking me? Like, what? Okay. What color fastening must a Hogwarts student have on their winter cloaks? Black, bronze, silver, or gold?
On their winter cloak? Which is,
I'm guessing bronze, silver. Yeah, gold. I'm guessing bronze.
That's what I'm gonna roll with.
Silver. Are you
silver?
Kidding me?
God, silver bells. As we're terrible.
We're terrible.
Which of the following events does not usually come with a celebratory Hogwarts feast? End of term, Halloween, Valentine's Day, or Christmas? Well, we know there's an end of term one, and we know there's a Christmas one.
Yeah, which
how could there not be a Halloween one at Hogwarts?
Not usually come with a celebratory Hogwarts feast. Halloween. Oh, Valentine's Day. Yeah, Christmas does. Halloween does.
There's no way Halloween can't.
Right. End of term does. Yeah, Valentine's Day. Okay.
Valentine's Day.
All right. What is a good potion for someone who has a cold during the winter months? You've got lemon potion, pepper up potion, forget me snot potion, get better potion.
Get better potion sounds like an absolute joke.
Yeah. Yeah. Pepper up potion, lemon potion, probably lemon potion. Forget me snot potion.
I think it's forget me snot.
What the fudge?
Cornelius Fudge is not here.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. Lemon potion, I'm going with here.
Pepper up potion.
Dude, it's always like, okay, two more. It's easy, Cal.
It's always just ridiculous enough to like fit in, but not ridiculous enough to be like too over the top.
Right.
All right. In the first book, Dumbledore pulls a wizard cracker and discovers a pair of woolen socks, chicken costume, toy wand, or flowered bonnet.
Dumbledore pulls a wizard cracker and discovers.
It's not socks. I know that.
It's a bonnet, I think. A flowered bonnet, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a chicken costume.
I think.
Why would they even have a chicken costume?
Yeah, there we go.
Boom, flowered bonnet. There we go.
Nice. Okay.
Last one. All right, last one here.
Here we go. And finally, which character nearly breaks their teeth on a silver sickle in a Christmas pudding? Percy, Ron, Neville, or Harry? I feel like
It's not Percy.
No, and I don't think
see, here's where it gets interesting, because it could be Neville, because bad things always happen to Neville. It could be Harry, because Harry doesn't, you know how wizarding things work. So it could almost be like, okay, well, he tries to do something not knowing how it works, and it could happen to him. And then I don't think it's Ron either. Although bad stuff does happen to Ron.
Right.
But Ron, I think, knows a little bit better. Like, Neville's like kind of like always. Like, Neville is always described as like, it's like a one-line thing where they're talking about stuff, and it's always like, a Neville almost broke his tooth on one.
Right. Let me try Neville. Percy, are you, dude, Matt, it's always so we
hold
like,
on a second
we like
how does
it down.
Percy almost break his teeth?
I don't know. Oh my god,
70%.
That's not good, guys.
That's a pat. Hey, that's, hey, C's get degrees.
Let's go. All right. let me go. I'm not the professor of fun and festivities, okay? Let's just say that. Oh my god, this is awesome. So yeah, completed that quiz. I've added 42 points for my house. I did the best I could, guys. Just a Hufflepuff over here.
I would be not doing well for Slytherin.
Yeah. Just wild. Okay. So that was a lot of fun. Let's real quickly, got about a couple more minutes here. We're keeping this kind of a short episode. Just quickly, Matt, thoughts on this, on the Christmas movies, on these being Christmas movies.
On Harry Potter being Christmas movies. So we have to look it up as because which movies have Christmas in them?
Yeah, so from off the top of my head, from what I remember, I know the first one has a big, you know, Harry stays for Christmas, Ron does as well, as we just found out, his family goes to Romania.
So there you can argue one.
Right. I think in two, let me just remember here, because Harry kind of always stays for the holiday. That's definitely a thing. Like, he doesn't return to the to Privet Drive. And
here we go. 15. Yeah. It's a Screen Rant who, you know, we're not too particularly fun of, but 15 scenes that make Harry Potter the Christmas movies. Okay. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, Wizard's Chess. Let me screen share here.
Wizard's Chess. Yeah, they're playing it.
Wizard's Chess. And there's clearly Christmas trees in the back. So
yeah,
boom. Okay. Slughorn's Party. We knew this.
Love that.
It's a Christmas party. Half-Blood Prince, they're having cookies. So Half-Blood Prince, we've already got two scenes. All right.
Right.
Hogsmeade, Prisoners of Azkaban, there's a little bit of snowball fighting. That one's kind of quick, not gonna lie.
Yeah, that's
but pretty... it is there. Philosopher's Stone, the Mirror of Erised. Yep. Kiss Under the Mistletoe, Order of the Phoenix. Boom.
Ooh, yeah.
Horses in the Snow, Harry and Chamber of Secrets. Snow in the Great Hall, Chamber of Secrets. We see Christmas trees.
Okay.
Hagrid, Christmas Duties, Philosopher's Stone. So Philosopher's Stone / Sorcerer's Stone, it's in.
Full of it.
We can 100% agree the first movie is a Christmas movie.
Yep.
Half-Blood Prince also has now a handful of scenes.
Drunk in the Snow.
Half-Blood Prince is in. Godric's Hollow. Deathly Hollows. Order of the Phoenix now has multiple scenes.
Yes,
we've
it does.
Mistletoe, we've got a Weasley Christmas.
Right.
Hedwig in the Snow, Prisoner of Azkaban. Again, I think it's in. Yule Ball, Goblet of Fire.
Yep.
And so Sorcerer's Stone has like five scenes that involve Christmas. It is in.
It's in.
Confirmed. Hands down.
And it probably Half-Blood Prince has
multiple. Goblet of Fire really kind of has one scene. It's the Yule Ball.
Right.
I don't know that I'm given
Prisoner
Yule Ball. Because the problem with the Harry Potter movies in general, in terms of trying to define them as a Christmas movie, if the whole thing takes place at Christmas, I allow it to be a Christmas movie. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Die Hard, Batman Returns are Christmas movies.
Okay.
It is a fact.
Yeah, I get you there.
The entire event takes place in, around, or during Christmas. It is a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
But the Harry Potter movies,
they've got Christmas. Right,
the whole thing is not Christmas-centered or feel. So, for me, one of them being very Christmas oriented does not make the whole thing Christmas, does not make the entire series Christmas oriented. Like Die Hard 1, Christmas movie. None of the other Die Hard movies, Christmas movies. Batman Returns, Christmas. Not all the other Batman movies right. have anything remotely close to do with Christmas. Even the fourth movie, which has Mr. Freeze, right? You'd think it'd be ice
You'd
Christmas.
Think, yeah.
It doesn't happen.
Right, right.
So,
which Poison
Sorcerer's Stone, 100% Christmas movie.
Yeah, and I would say, so, and then we're probably thinking a second would be, because there's enough references in the Slug Club and different things with
right.
Half-Blood Prince. I guess in the book, too, there is a bit more. I mean, obviously, there's more right. references in the book, but we're just going off kind of films.
Deathly Hallows out. It's not a Christmas
movie. Yeah, not really, yeah.
Half-Blood Prince has
a handful. Has
quite a bit.
It's got a handful. Order of the Phoenix has a couple, too.
Chamber of Secrets has, like, two.
Yeah, I wouldn't really call. I would not really, not really. Sure
I think Chamber's out.
Yeah, and then not so sure about, like you said, Goblet of Fire does have that big ball, but it's really
Prisoners
more
Prisoners of Azkaban has a little bit. Yeah. I'm out on Christmas.
Yeah,
I'm Prisoners of Azkaban.
Yeah, so let's see our top three: Philosopher's Stone, and then Half Blood Prince, and maybe it's a toss up between Order of the Phoenix and Goblet of Fire. Like those, if you want to. Because you said Goblet.
Goblet that has the Yule Ball, and it's a pretty significant portion.
Yeah.
It is a pretty significant portion of the movie, especially because the movie cuts out like the first like 20 chapters because the book's so long, right? Not the first 20, but it starts off like with them at the you don't even do the Dudleys in that movie.
Or
the Dursleys.
They ain't got time.
They don't have time because there's so much that goes on into it. So
yeah,
definitely Half-Blood Prince and definitely Sorcerer's Stone.
Yeah.
Is where I'm at. The others, I'd say maybe not. Yule Ball is kind of a big scene.
Yeah.
So, but it's still, it's a Christmas ball. It's not like there's presents.
Yeah.
Or it's just,
I get that. Yeah. I think when you see the Weasleys and you get the Christmas gifts and the tree and stuff,
I would say Order of the Phoenix is a little bit more even than Goblet of Fire. Because Order of the Phoenix, you literally have Christmas presents.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Daddy's back.
Batman returns. Batman and Alfred say Merry Christmas to each other. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
So it's Christmas centered.
Right. It's if Happy Christmas is said, then it works. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, we just want to do a quick kind of fun conversation. Watch Ez do abysmal on the quiz and then, you know, give you guys something to laugh at and talk about these holiday movies. I guess, you know, let us know comments either on our social media or send us an owl, elderwandpod@gmail.com. Let us know if, you know, which movie are you guys watching on Christmas? So we're going to drop this probably on the 24th, I believe, going into Christmas. So let us know what you guys are up to. Post pictures, tag us in it if you want to. I definitely will
What's
be watching.
What's your favorite Harry Potter gift you've ever received? Or is there any you want for Christmas?
Oh my gosh, dude. Yeah, I tell you what, I actually just bought a couple really good gifts that are going to benefit our project, our thing. I'll go ahead and say this. They involve sweets and sugar. And let's I can't go. Wait to give them to my girlfriend. So
let's go.
Yeah,
let's go. Awesome. Yeah. All right, guys. Hey, well, with that, be sure to leave us a review on iTunes. It's a super help to the podcast. Go ahead and check out our Patreon content or Apple Premium if you want extra episodes. We've had a handful of people sign up already for that. So that's an absolute ton of fun. We do have our YouTube channel as well where you can go check out. We did a reaction to some of the trailers that are coming. There is the upcoming special Return to Hogwarts, which we will be covering, and then we will be diving back into the first book here after Christmas break. So anyway, guys, thank you as always for listening, and remember to have your wands at the ready.